Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Wikipedia has been blocked in Turkey. The world's luxury brands are moving for WeChat and local languages are improving India's online experience. The Turkish government has blocked internet access to the public information website Wikipedia. No reason has been given for the move, but since the 29th of April, citizens in the country have not been able to access the site without using a virtual private network or VPN. Turkish officials have said that access to the content was removed as an administrative measure and follows Facebook and Twitter, sites that have been blocked at some point by the government. Meanwhile, the Chinese government was looking to create its own version of Wikipedia after employing around 20,000 scholars to gather information. The online encyclopedia will be controlled by the government and will have 300,000 pages of around 1,000 words each. The source of the information has been designed to guide and lead the public and has been called a Great Wall of Culture by the project's chief, Yang Muzi. WeChat is finding success with worldwide luxury brands, with 92% of them now having an account on the social media platform. According to a survey from L2, the number of luxury brands using WeChat has rocketed by 87% since just 2014, up from around 50%. The new figures put WeChat on a par with Weibo, which has around 94% of luxury brands on the site. Currently, 77% of luxury brands have a feature-friendly service account, although fashion and jewelry brands fall well below the average, with less than 10% of them enabling users to buy on the platform. Researchers found that local language content in India is having a positive impact online in the country. Studies conducted by KPMG and Google show that the level of English language content in India is crucial to the rate of internet adoption in the country. Whilst it may have 125 million English speakers, the rest of its 1.34 billion population speak local languages, and a recent study found that 70% of Indians consider local language digital content more reliable than English content. Currently, the most popular language is Hindi, which is expected to have 201 million online users by 2021, followed by Marathi with 51 million. KPMG and Google also identified the categories of websites and apps that would see growth should local languages be further integrated in the country. News, classifieds, payment services, and government services could all see strong growth if they published more local language content. A study by EHI in Germany has found that the leading form of online e-commerce payment is purchase on account. Purchase on account is a system where money is only transferred once goods have arrived at the delivery address. 67% of online retailers in the country now have adopted their delivery options to meet this consumer expectation, helping it become the most revenue-intensive payment method in the German e-commerce market. The growing variety of payment systems in Germany means that the top 10 online stores in the country now offer 9 different methods. However, e-wallets are still the most common form of payment, with digital wallets being the second most common. And finally, the Chinese tech company Baidu has reported a Q1 drop in profit after moving its focus to AI last year. Compared to the first quarter of 2016, the company has reported a 9.3% drop in operating profit, equivalent to $290 million. The change comes as Baidu aims to move from a mobile-first to an AI-first company in 2017. However, it wasn't all bad news, as the company also saw a 6.8% increase in total revenue due to a rise in its mobile revenues. Referring to the increase in revenue, Baidu's COO Kui Liu called it a solid quarter, adding that its shift to AI held tremendous long-term potential. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.